This just in, economic indicator, Obama needs to sell his car.
I still have my Ford parked in Chicago.
Yes!
Ford hybrid, runs great. You guys should take a look.
With a dazzling display of unity, Barack Obama lines up more than a half dozen car companies, some governors, congressional leaders, to push for tough auto emission limits. It's just the beginning. Consensus on credit cards is right around the corner.
But there are also some outstanding hybrids and energy-independent cars represented up here, so I didn't want to just advertise for one.
Sell jobs and wearing Rose Garden glasses on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI.
Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, May 20th. That was some scene in the Rose Garden with Barack Obama yesterday. I'm John Hockenberry. We have got a jam-packed show, and thankfully, I'm joined by The Takeaway's Andrea Bernstein. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, John. Cast of thousands. Coming up this hour, our colleagues at the BBC will take us to Pakistan's volatile Northwest. Plus, Miles O'Brien joins us with a special preview of his PBS documentary on a crucial turning point in U.S. transit policy. All that and more, but first these headlines.
And in the headlines, a bill to limit what your credit card company can do to you is getting closer to law. Today, the House will vote on a measure to restrict companies' ability to hike interest rates. It passed overwhelmingly in the Senate yesterday with just five senators opposed. The credit card industry says the bill hurts their business and will be bad for consumers. Senator Chris Dodd, the Democratic chair of the Banking Committee, says card policies must change.
At a time when jobs are being lost, homes are being foreclosed, retirement accounts are being eroded. To have the industry reach in and be as abusive, in my language, to consumers needed to stop and needed to change.
The president wants to sign the bill into law by this weekend. Right after the headlines, we'll talk to a personal finance expert about how you can avoid this abuse. Moving overseas, the U.S. military is pushing back hard on allegations it accidentally killed some 140 Afghan civilians in a battle early this month. Today, the military says the number is between 20 and 30. Yesterday, America's top envoy in Afghanistan extended condolences to victims' families. Andrea?
Nearly 100 are dead after an Indonesian military plane crashed on the island of Java. Dozens more were injured. The plane carried troops along with their spouses and children. It's not clear why the plane went down. Visibility was good at the time. Back in the U.S., California voters are saying no thanks to a series of ballot measures designed to lower the state's crushing debt. Yesterday's special election was a blowout. More than 60% of voters rejected the plans. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says that means drastic moves, including a shorter school year and thousands of layoffs, are on the table. The only measure that passed was a move to stop pay raises for lawmakers. John?
In Japan, the economy taking a record dive in the first quarter of this year. The government says the economy shrank by more than 15%. Japan hasn't seen a drop like that in more than a half century. The S&P starts trading this morning at 9:08. Both the Dow and the S&P were down just slightly. So, Andrea, how many amendments were in the Bill of Rights? 10, right?
10.
A credit card Bill of Rights might have a few more than 10 amendments, don't you think? We're talking about the new credit card bill making its way through Congress today. If you're wondering whether the new bill will solve your credit problems, stay tuned and also give us a call. What amendments would you put into the credit card Bill of Rights to solve your own problems? 8778-MYTAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.
The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at knightfoundation.org.
You're listening to The Takeaway.
The ayes are 90, the nays are 5. The bill as amended passes.
I'm Andrea Bernstein with John Hockenberry. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid announcing the results of the Senate vote on credit card reform yesterday. After going to the House to work out differences, the bill is poised to get the president's signature before Monday, Memorial Day. We've been following the developments on credit card reform. Now we'll be taking your questions on what this bill will mean for you. Here's one question we got from a listener as this bill has wended its way through Congress.
I'm wondering why we can't have the credit card companies lower interest rates. The government should intervene. What are all these senators and congresspeople doing on a day-by-day basis?
Joining us is finance writer Beth Kobliner, who's been following the bill in the Senate and how it will affect you. Beth is the author of the book Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. But if you're over 40, you can still listen. So, there were a lot of yays and just a few nays in this vote in the Senate. The House passed it 357 to 70. How close are the two versions, and what happens now?
Well, this could happen as fast as today, I have to say. I was watching this for so long, and suddenly, you know, last month, President Obama met with all these credit card company executives, and suddenly, boom, this is such a big issue, and I think it's going to pass in the next couple of days.
I think somebody looked at some polling numbers, too.
I think so. I think so. And I keep thinking about the idea that he keeps saying he wants to do it before Memorial Day. So I'm like, rush in and get it before, you know, just like with fees, you have to pay it before Sunday in order to not get... Please rush in and do it by Friday. But I think there's likely to see that happen.
Well, this is the no grass grows under their feet administration.
Exactly.
So explain some of the big changes that are coming out of this bill.
Well, for one, it makes it harder for credit card companies to do retroactive rate hikes, right? Right now, say, if you're a bank, if you owe $1,000 and they've been charging you 5%, and then they say tomorrow, oh, we're going to charge you 25%. Just kidding. And no, they can no longer do that.
Right. If you pay your bill at 4 and it's, no, sorry, you had to pay it by 3.
Exactly. So those kind of things will change. They can still retroactively increase your rate.
Really?
But you'd have to be more than 60 days late. So you kind of think, all right, well, probably if somebody's more than 60 days on their credit card, maybe they should get a higher.
Can they make a different rate on cash advances versus buying sort of consumer goods?
They don't really talk about that. That's a really, you know, good question. And, of course, a lot of the wrinkles lie
in the rub. Sure.
But they can't increase your rate unless giving you 45 days notice. Now, again, if you get 45 days notice and you can't switch to a credit card, does that help you all that much? I don't know. But there are a lot of really good provisions. For example, clear disclosure. You know, I always love to give
it
an example.
It has to be, for those of us who wear reading glasses, in 12-point type,
exactly.
Right? That's my favorite.
Really? They say that?
Yes, yeah. They say that, don't
yeah.
they?
That's what, but I think the main thing is, you know, if you owe $1,000 and you only make the minimum monthly payments, it'll take you, you know, 13 years and $850. Nobody ever tells you that. Credit card companies never tell you that. Now they have to. They have to tell you how much of a monthly payment you'd have to make in order to get rid of it in 3 years.
It's like they do when you buy a car. That's
right.
Always on the sticker.
Exactly.
Or on the contract. Yeah.
My favorite.
You read those stickers?
I read the contracts, yeah.
Right, the contracts. I mean, my favorite in all of this is hitting people who are ages 18 to 21 because, as we know, they've gotten credit cards. You know, you go to college, you get a credit card. They're graduating with $4,100 on average in credit card debt. These are college
seniors. And 18-year-old, right. I mean, you have no sense that
no
you have
job,
mortality.
No income, no
anything
mortality.
Can happen to you,
nothing.
No consequences.
So now they have to either have a parent co-sign. So I don't know how parents are going to feel. Oh, great. Now I have to co-sign my kid's loan as well as my own loan. I don't
just
know
just another way to blackmail them.
Exactly. But the other one is you have to have some evidence of income. What a concept. You have to have evidence of income in order to get a credit card.
So what are this bill is going to address this sense that you know, sort of you play by the rules, the credit card company doesn't. And so there's this, you know, big populist anger, the banks are getting a break, I'm not getting a break. So that will be evened out. But the credit card industry is threatening some unintended consequences.
Right,
tell us about that and how likely is that?
You got to love these credit card people because right away they come back with we're going to now hurt the people who are paying on time. You know, they always have some sort of angle, some
sort
of PR.
How would they do that?
Their argument is we're going to be losing money. You know, although honestly, last year credit card companies made $40 billion in profits.
Right.
They're expected to make maybe $10 million in profits this year. It's, you know, some are losing money, but plenty are still making money. But they're saying that, you know, by getting less money on the people who were behaving poorly and paying late, and if we can't jack up their rates, we're going to have to take it on the people who pay on time.
So could this happen? I mean, why would people credit cards if they have to pay interest right away?
Exactly. That's what happened before we had all this they call it risk pricing. Before we had all this, and they would charge you a high rate if you were poor credit risk, what they had was competition. So you have to shop around, look for a credit card, for example, that doesn't have an annual fee. We haven't seen annual fee on credit cards for a while. we might start seeing that back. But now as a consumer, you have to shop around and get a card without an annual fee. Also, remember, credit card companies don't just make money from the interest rate people charge. They make a huge amount that way. They also make it from merchants.
Merchants, right.
So they're not going to discourage people from using credit cards completely. And also, we have another option now. More and more people are using debit cards. Whereas, you know, 10,
That's
15 years
do.
Ago. Yeah. Everybody's
using debit?
Yeah.
So
exclusively.
I use credit. I want the miles. Am I going to get my miles?
You can still get miles.
You'll probably get miles. I mean, frankly, how great are these mile programs anyway these days? Like, you
right.
have to fly between
no, I know
Tuesday
how to work
and
the
Wednesday
system.
And
I know,
March.
I can
okay.
do it.
Well, you are one of those rare individuals who have that unique skill. But for most people...
Took my family to Hawaii.
Yeah. I mean, they're threatening. It's going to hurt the people. But frankly, a third of people don't carry a balance from month to month. So those people don't care what the interest rate is on their credit card because they're just paying off their bills. They're using the credit card as a convenience. And those people won't get hurt about it. You know, and frankly, the credit cards are saying, well, you know, it's going to change our business model. Well, their business model stunk because they were charging people incredibly high interest rates and hoping that that will make up for the fact that they're giving loans to people who probably shouldn't have them in the first place.
All right.
Very similar to the mortgage
Let's
situation.
Listen to some. We've had a lot of people call in about this. So let's listen to some listeners. This is a question from Chris Dooley of Michigan. And tell us whether his concern is addressed by the bill.
Okay.
My wife has retired. She retired last June. So we were wanting to remortgage our home to try to get the payments down. And in the process of doing that, it came up that we had a blemish on our credit report that they were questioning because the Bank of America had lowered our credit score for absolutely no reason. And I've never had a late payment. It's not fair what they've done to us because they said that we wasn't using the card enough. We had a $15,000 credit limit, and they lowered it down to $5,000.
So before we address Chris's concern, I just want to give out the phone number 1-877-8-MY-TAKE, and we'll be taking questions all morning and be answering them. So, Beth, is this kind of credit limit going to be regulated?
Unfortunately not. So
really?
In Chris's case, if you have a credit limit, the credit card company can still decrease that limit for you. So they're really talking about the rates and the fees. And this has been happening across the country. People are seeing their credit limits, you know, halved, and they say, you know why? I didn't do anything wrong. So that particular issue will not likely be addressed.
So the takeaway here is you have a right to know your interest rate, but you
right.
don't have a right to a particular credit limit.
Credit limit,
right.
Probably not.
Is there a rationale to how they're set?
Well, not necessarily. You often get a credit limit. But the one thing you can do now under the rules, and this is very important, is that you can say, I want to keep to that credit limit and not allow the bank to charge you overdraft limits. Now, right now, you can actually, you have to opt out of it.
Right.
Now, the olden days, you go, you use your credit card, and if you're over the limit, you get embarrassed, and you know, get embarrassed in front of your date, and they say, oh, you can't, you know, you can't pay your bill, you don't have enough credit. In the last 5-10 years, they've been saying, oh, we don't think anybody goes over their limit. We just charge you twice as much interest on it.
I see.
They can't do that now unless you say you want them to do that to you.
Let's take another question. This is Art from New Jersey.
I walked into the Bank of America branch on a Saturday morning to pay the credit card bill that was due that day. I looked at the receipt that the teller handed me after the transaction, and I realized it was dated Monday. I explained to her that the payment was being made for a bill due that day, and I didn't want to get hit with the fees. And her answer to me was that their policy is that all transactions on Saturdays are dated for Monday, and she couldn't do anything about it. And I was hit with fees because of that.
Don't you wish you were on a fly on the wall for that one?
I wish I had a baseball bat.
I feel like I've been in that conversation.
I know. Well, unfortunately, again, I think you're going to have to. They say that if your bill is due on Sunday, they can't penalize you, or if it's a holiday, but they don't say Saturday. So my bottom line for this one is, pay your bills during the week.
All right, there's a really quick question we have to get to here, and that is, this bill takes a year to take effect.
Right.
What's going to happen in the year?
It's probably 9 months. You know, the feds have passed regulations that basically do a lot of this, not all of it, and that would go into effect in July. Now the new rules will probably go into effect, if President Obama signs it, by February.
So we got 9 months of them jacking things up?
Of, you know, a pregnant 9 months of credit card hell, potentially.
Really?
If you're not paying attention, you really have to be, because now they can be raising those rates, so you want to pay attention now.
Why doesn't the market have any effect on this?
Because credit card companies have spent their last few years doling out credit cards to so many people, and they think, okay, those high rates, that will offset it. It hasn't worked. It doesn't make sense. And therefore, they're doing all kinds of nasty things.
Thank you very much, Beth Koblen.
My
pleasure. I will keep taking your questions all morning. She'll do a live Q&A session and call us on the web. Call us at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE with your questions for Beth Kobliner. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.